welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for March 28th comes from Exodus 39. With the construction of the priestly garments, all the plans Yahweh gave Moses were brought to completion. Yahweh had established a tabernacle in the midst of Israel where he could dwell. In Exodus 39, verses 32 through 43, we read a final survey of all that was built and constructed, recording that the work was totally complete, just as Yahweh himself had commanded. What we are supposed to recognize at this point is that Yahweh has given Israel a thorough and complete set of instructions for establishing pure worship. Yahweh wants his people to approach him through worship, and he has laid out comprehensive plans to ensure that they have a way to approach him without being consumed by the blazing fire of his holiness. This is a perfect system of worship in every way. In every way, that is, except to accomplish lasting purification and lasting heart change. Sometimes Christians incorrectly suggest that everything under the old covenant was bad and misleading, as though God had attempted a massive experiment by giving the law but had failed miserably. That isn't, however, what the New Testament teaches us at all. Jesus himself said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill every last bit of it, crossing every T and dotting every I along the way, in Matthew 5, verses 17 through 20. Then, Paul tells us explicitly in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 7, that the old covenant had a very real glory. It was good and righteous and holy. The problem was that its glory was the fading glory of a ministry of condemnation, not the glory of a ministry that could lastingly make people righteous, as he spells out in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 9. So, the correct Christian view of the Old Covenant is to hold it in the highest regard as a holy arrangement God made with his people. But it is also correct to see the New Covenant as so far superior to the Old Covenant that, according to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 10, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. A new ministry of righteousness by the Spirit through Christ that has lasting, permanent glory. This new covenant is a better covenant, enacted on better promises, according to Hebrews 8, verse 6. Again, this isn't to say that the old covenant was bad, but that it was simply incomplete. The ministry of the Old Covenant announced everything necessary for God's people to be reconciled to him, but it wasn't powerful enough to actually accomplish that goal. Everything we have read here has profound implications for Christian theology, since Yahweh uses this part of his revelation to us to give us deeper insight into the work of Jesus Christ. Let us give thanks, then, that God has not only given us the shadows, but that he has also given us the substance of his reconciling ministry through his own Son, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to freedailybiblestudy.com/thatyoumayknow.